The UW system was hit hard in the last budget, taking a $250 million cut over 2 years. In the governor's speech Wednesday night, he promised to reverse that trend. Doyle proposed adding financial aid money and increasing a state tax deduction for UW expenses from $3,000 to about $5,000 per person. System President Kevin Riley says that could help the university reach out to more students.
We want higher education in Wisconsin to be as broadly accessible to as broad a cut of the population as we possibly can. So the tuition tax credits, the financial aid packages will make it possible for people who might otherwise think, gee, we really can't afford the tuition that we have to pay, to think they can and to come. And that's only a good thing for Wisconsin.
An organization that lobbies for students says it's cautiously optimistic about the governor's speech. Brian Tanner is the spokesman for United Council of Wisconsin. He says what remains to be seen is where the money for more financial aid will come from, state aid or tuition dollars. Tanner says a tuition hike of more than 30% over the last 2 years has made the university too expensive for some families. He also says the tax credit is less helpful than it sounds.
And we're talking really nickels and dimes. Like, they're going to be able to save enough money for one hardcover chemistry textbook. In the meantime, self-supporting students and families, low-income families who are struggling to pay the skyrocketing tuition cost, it's not going to have any benefit for them whatsoever.
The governor also proposed adding faculty at the university and committing hundreds of millions to a biotechnology research center. Doyle will release more details of his plan in his February budget address. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.